This is Catherine McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Hi. As is the custom when I'm pissed, I don't have time for music. Joining me from Walter Reed National Medical Center is Bob Nielsen. It's in Bethesda. It's at the former Bethesda campus. But is the official?
The old Bethesda Naval Hospital.
But in the official title, does Bethesda appear in it? Because I've seen it both ways.
No, it's Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
Got it. So Bethesda got shit canned?
Well, Bethesda's in small letters at the bottom.
Oh, it's in small letters at the bottom. Okay. Hey, I want to ask you a question. I was going through this this article in USA Today about the number of veterans' homes around the country. You know, Bob, is it what are the VSOs doing? What is their role? Is their role just to hang out on Capitol Hill, take the dues and show up at the hearings and sit there with their piss cutters on, right? And oh, by the way, most of those guys should get out and PT a little bit, okay? They look a little chunky at those hearings. And I know the camera puts on 10 pounds, but we're not talking about 10 pounds, okay, boys? Right? Don't be afraid to, like, back away from the training table and go out there and PT a little bit. Anyway,
as you know, in D.C., there's no shortage. You get a lot of people complaining about anything.
But, Bob, I mean, these stories of veteran homes, they're nothing new. So
are you talking about the issue with homes or the issue of the VA dropping the caregiver support?
No. I'm talking USA published, in conjunction with the Boston Herald, published a story yesterday about the horrendous care that goes on across the nation in VA homes. I mean, is that a shock to anybody? And I mean, at some point, what are the VSOs doing if they're not rolling through those things on a monthly basis and trying to do something a little bit preemptive? Hey, Bob, while you're on your way to Bethesda, on your way home, do you think you could go by the soldier's home and make sure nobody's laying on the floor with open bed sores? Yeah, no problem, Larry.
And the inspectors come in, and they're sleeping in rooms with the lights off.
Right. And that's the kind of shit that we're talking about. This guy's, the story that you read about in USA Today, he's got bed sores. He was suffering from malnutrition.
Yeah, and the DCVA has been very, very poorly rated. Very, very serious.
Oh, my God. You should see the map. With the worst ones are red circles. The second worst ones are orange. It looks like a sea of red and orange out there.
Except, and you know, all this needs is a little leadership. I mean, that doesn't take any more money or anything. It just takes a little leadership and the ability to fire some people to goof it off.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if you're like the what do they call the division commander for the Mississippi Division of whatever VSO, don't you think that, you know, hey, we've got three facilities in the fucking state. Maybe we could go through there, you know, once a month or twice a month, for God's sakes, and talk to people and maybe do something preemptive. The VSOs
remember when you had the guys that ran Parris Island on, and they said the answer's very simple. You go out there and check it yourself. So if the Brigadier General is checking the thing at 5 a.m., something
right.
will change.
Your ass will be doing it. All right.
That'll get your blood pressure up.
Well, again, it's like, look, these stories aren't new. So what are we as veterans doing about it? Nothing? It's just like this is my opinion. The VA, relative to mental health, hurts more people than we're supposed to talk about Thanksgiving for Christ's sake. The VA hurts more people than it helps relative to its mental health care. So when are we going to grab that thing by the throat, right? The Vietnam veterans created the vet center system. Okay, what goes on there now is largely what goes on in big VA, What we want that to become is veterans, preferably combat veterans, who walk in and say, hey, man, you need a shave. You want a cup of coffee? Like, yeah. No. Could I get a Pepsi instead? Yeah. Do you need to talk to somebody? I do. All right. Come with me. We go into his office. He's got his I Love Me shit everywhere. And you're like, all right, man, I'm home. And he looks at you and he says, what's up, motherfucker? How can I help you? And you're like,
now I can talk.
Yeah. And what the guy's doing, he's triaging you. He's going to talk to you for a while. And what he's really trying to figure out is, is this guy just lost his way, got disconnected from the tribe, or does this guy have more substantive mental health issues? And that's what he's doing. And the majority of us don't. The majority of us have lost our way. We're frustrated. We're angry. We're this, we're that, or the other thing.
We need to talk to somebody.
And we need to talk to somebody. We don't need to be medicated, right? And we don't just need to go listen in group therapy. We need to talk to somebody who can help us chart a path to get back to where we want to be. So that's us.
It seems to me you've been preaching this for the last 2 months.
Well, let me tell you. It's like, look, that's on us. Vietnam veterans created the Vet Center system. We've got to upgrade what goes on in there. And slowly but surely, even the dumbest amongst us, like me, right, figure out by reading story after story after story that what they're doing doesn't work. All right?
You and Josh know what you're talking about.
Oh, shit. Sadly, and so we need to be better. But then I apply the same logic to the VSOs and this kind of shit. Oh, big shocker, somebody suffering from malnutrition in a veteran home and people walking by his ass every day, not bed sores, open
and
trauma wound.
They don't change the sheets.
But open trauma wound to the leg? What?
I could tell you some stories about the VA DC turning your hair gray.
No, it's disgusting. And so anyway, but again, so we don't have enough veterans in that state that are retired that can, like you are. Bob, on your way to go get pizza today, can you stop by and you know what the answer would be? Sure. All right, I'll leave 15 minutes early. I'll walk through there. I'll shake a few hands, say hi to the guys I already know there, and I'll let the administrators know that we're watching their ass.
And all you got to do is, as a mentor, listen. That's what you need to do.
Right.
And you know it. You've seen it.
You're a big advocate of the whole listen thing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you go in the room and you get the vets talking about this stuff, and it's like turning on the water faucet. You can't turn that off. But the other thing that's criminal going on that I've been seeing a lot of publicity about in the last couple of days is the VA turning down the caregiver program for triple amputees.
I saw that.
And there's
so
no, it absolutely turns my stomach. And I know these triple amputees because they came through Walter Reed.
Explain to everybody what you're talking about.
Well, there's a program with the VA where they provide a certain amount of caregiver help for the really seriously wounded when they get home to kind of be mentors for the person that's wounded, but also give the wife, the spouse, the caregiver, the chance to get out of the house, do some shopping, you know, that kind of stuff. And they're cutting back this program everywhere, but they're cutting it back for triple amputees. Well, triple amputees, I got news for you, aren't growing new limbs. It doesn't happen that way.
They're not?
Yeah.
Oh, they just don't get over it?
Big newsflash.
Yeah, wow.
So they might have done great in rehab for 5 years, but they still need some help. And all it is the VA's got it back for dollars. That's the only thing, because a lot of the VA is driven by dollars. And that should not be the deciding factor in that kind of care.
Oh, come on.
I don't give a shit what anybody says.
Yeah, but they want to. Okay, let me ask you a question. I don't know if that I've ever asked you this. Maybe I have. Maybe I've just, because I don't have the best memory, in case you don't know. Is there a reason why I need to go to the VA to get my hemorrhoids done and to get my psoriasis worked on and to get,
you can get
my
great,
appendix done?
Great care in the private sector for that with no problem at all.
So why?
And I agree completely. You go to the VA for specialized care that relates to service-related injuries and wounds.
And you agree with that?
Absolutely.
So the reason we don't go there because...
But as you know, Mac, you're not going to get anybody in Congress to vote for that because the VA employs a shitload of people around the country. And no congressman or senator will vote against that.
Okay.
Plain and simple.
All right. Now that I'm
done. That's a cheerful start to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy fucking Thanksgiving. No, but this is the shit, though, on a daily basis when you deal with veterans and you deal with, older guys and the care they're, and you're reading it and you just put your head in your hands. You're like, God, man, like, what is going on in these places? And you know what? And look, let me just tell you this. In case you don't know, finding people to work in the long-term care industry, not the easiest gig to fill.
Okay? Oh, it's tough.
Tough.
It's tough.
Yeah. And not a lot of people want to work there. Okay. And so, the people that you deal with, there's no surprise, right? Because you can make pretty decent money and not be you could be a very, very mediocre employee and make pretty decent money. That's normally a cocktail for bad things.
But back and on the positive side, I think there's a lot more movement from veterans of the Iraq and Afghan war over the last 18 years pulling together to try to help vets in many, many different ways. And you're kind of at the lead of this because you're on the podcast and the radio. But there are a lot of vets really doing significant things for this. I've had a bunch of vets go out and buy farms and turn them into campgrounds for wounded vet families.
Yeah, and, but you know what?
What a great idea.
Why we keep throwing more and more money at the VA, and is it me? Am I being too negative? But it doesn't seem like... It seems like the majority of that money goes through the bureaucracy, and the people at the end, aren't getting the care that they should be getting.
And a lot of the heroes in the VA are the ones that keep their budgets down and don't spend the money, which you know translates to worse veteran care.
Right. All right, let's talk about Thanksgiving. Not Thanksgiving. This year, what are you most thankful for?
Well, I've got the best deal I've ever had my entire life by listening to and helping vets start businesses and get jobs and things like that. And I've been doing it now for almost 17 years in January. And I just looked at the numbers this morning. We've got over 207 different kinds of businesses that veterans with their families have started from scratch with no government help. And, you know, you go in, you listen, you give them ideas, and you make connections, and you get one person helping the other, and it really, really works. It's fantastic. So I've been doing this for a while now, and, I spent a career in construction before that, and Turner's been a great assistant, employing upwards of 45 veterans a year for career jobs. But this is the best thing I've ever done. Couldn't be happier doing it.
So that's
by the way, I got another comment for you.
Wait, hold on.
My wife tells me I listen to McNamara way too much in my house, and she says she's beginning to have dreams of Michael McNamara in the background.
You know what? It happens. I'm telling you, I get that a lot. I don't talk about it a lot, but I get that a lot. Okay. I apologize.
I listen to you, and then I listen to you repeat yourself.
I apologize. I'm sorry. It happens to me. It's my curse. Oh my God. So what are you thankful for? So you've done that for 17 years. So when you think about closing your eyes, putting your head down at the Thanksgiving table, and what you're thankful for, you've done that for 17 years. So what are you thankful for?
Well, first of all, I'm on the right side of the earth. I'm not on the inside pushing up daisies.
Right.
And, even though I'm a little bit older than you, I'm getting around, I'm able to do it, I enjoy it, and I'm getting great satisfaction. And, you know, mentally, it's extremely rewarding. So, you go in the old nursing home and find a bunch of Vietnam vets and very happy characters. But I'm literally blessed by having found this.
So you're thankful that you found, that somehow or other you found this.
A way that I could help in some little insignificant way, and one thing led to another, led to another, led to another, and now it's got a life of its own. And I got wounded veterans like Pat and Patty Aran and Chris Santiago helping me do it. That makes a goddamn difference. It makes a difference in people's lives, and you can see when the gunner talks to people he's helping. It's unbelievable. And you saw it, Mac, when you were here, Walter Reed. You saw when we had lunch. The people roll through I hadn't seen in 5 years. And they come over and they talk to you about how great they're doing.
That's amazing. You know, yeah. And I don't know that anybody can ever, you can't quantify that in terms of how do you quantify changing somebody's life?
And, that's right.
And the answer is you can't. You can't. And, no. And my most recent experience up in Mankato is there's such a hunger for veterans to speak the truth, to help each other out, and when you're a part of it, it's wonderful. And that's why.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's right.
Like I told you, Mac, when you were here, if you come through all three one day and make one wounded vet laugh or smile, you've hit a home run.
Right.
It's as simple as that. This is not like giving out a PhD in psychiatry. You know, it's helping a vet get over each day's hurdle to begin to regain the self-confidence they had when they were full-blown active duty.
Hmm.
It works. And you're on the right program with where you're going, and just keep pushing it. The more people we can get to hear this, and I, as you know now, it doesn't just apply to veterans, it applies to anybody who's been through trauma. So this is the kind of thing that's given me a huge amount of satisfaction. And when you sit down to Thanksgiving dinner at my son's house with, and you've got something like 25 people coming over, I'm very, very fortunate and blessed. And my wife puts up with my shenanigans doing this.
Somebody just sent me an email that said that my website is not reachable. Why is my website not reachable?
Good question.
I know there's people listening because I can see them listening, but All Marine Radio website is not reachable.
Have you turned the hot switch on?
No, it's not me. It's them. It's somebody else.
Well, you know, I had a problem with my iPhone about a month ago where it would. I connect in to listen to you when I drive home, and it would last 5 minutes and conk out. And what I had to do was delete your app and reload it, and then it worked good again. So it could be a problem they got with their particular phone, and tell them just to delete the app and re-upload it, and that might work.
I don't think it is. I think it's maybe something's wrong with the hosting service because
signal somewhere something.
No,
have you
no,
paid
no,
your bill?
No.
Have you paid your bill for the hosting service?
Yes. The interesting. All right. So you're at Walter Reed and you're doing the Lord's work today. Anyway, look, I'm incredibly thankful that our paths cross and that on a regular basis we do this stuff together. So. So
we've got to keep pushing that. We've got to keep doing it.
No, there's
it's so goddamn important.
Well, you know, the cool part for me is meeting other people that are very encouraging, and then and then crossing paths with Josh Goldberg,
Ken Falk.
Yeah, and who are doing similar things, and you're able to compare notes. And for me, what's been very validating is the fact that you can go ahead and because these other people are discovering the same things, are telling
Absolutely.
You the same things, and are very encouraging. And you know, some of them are further down the road. I'll share with you a conversation I had with Josh Goldberg, which was, and he said, you know, Mac, this all the stuff that you're doing and the stuff that we're doing is, and he used my term, I call it blue-collar mental health, and he said, I love that term. And he said, I just visited the other day at Harvard with a couple guys from India
right.
who told me that mental health is too important to be left to mental health professionals because they screw it up all the time.
Couldn't agree more.
And so it's very, and when you hear stuff like that, you're like, okay, I'm not. I have the same thought as when I was a second lieutenant, and I started to figure out that I wasn't as dumb as they told me I was. Like, so I'm not as dumb as they told me I thought I was, and my thoughts are, I can trust my instincts and my thoughts, and the answer to both of those is yes.
And, Mac, I sent you a copy of a YouTube video of a buddy of mine from college who used to design locomotives, who's now designing electronic gear to implant in the head that can help prevent seizures, brain seizures, for people that have had traumatic brain injury and strokes. And it's an amazing, astounding video where he believes it's going to be even lead to maybe being able to deal with post-traumatic growth and other issues. Who knows? Maybe even Alzheimer's.
Wow.
And they can detect now when the stroke or when the seizure is coming, and that through electroshocks and stuff help prevent it. And this is stuff Pat Horan deals with every day.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
And this guy was a locomotive engineer. He's doing this. But, he's been working on it for 20 years, and it took him 10 years to get food and drug approval. But if you take a look at my Facebook site, you'll see it. It's a thing on dealing with epileptic seizures. Go to Facebook under 100 Entrepreneurs.
All right, sir. First of all, Bob, I want to have you on. Happy Thanksgiving. And thank you, again.
And you have a good one. You're going to be with your family out there?
Yep.
Okay.
Part of it, anyway. As they get older, they tend to scatter around the country. So we'll be part of them. So anyway, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for coming on.
Have a great one. Thank you.
Yep, there you have
it. Cool down. Cool down. Relax.
Mr. Pizza.
Take care.
Mr. Pizza. He says pizza. I like the way he says pizza. Anyway, I'm bothered now. Something's wrong with my website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to see if Luke Weichel can join us. He's another guy I want to have on. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it, the McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the read board page at allmarineradio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Mac, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255. And press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.